This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Henin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from,
one crazy place.
Here's what I tell everyone.
The U.S. of A. What a ride.
I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly.
Yes, indeed, folks. While things are a little chaotic these days, it's still the greatest country on the face of the earth. Let's never forget that. Sun is shining today. We've had a pretty good run of fall weather. Finally getting a little bit of white snow. Is that what it is? It's white snow.
Yeah.
The white stuff.
Agreed, I don't think.
Coming our way, but that's to be expected. Anyway, I'm always going to be a glasses half full kind of guy. And our glass is half full.
There you go.
That's for sure.
Welcome back.
Right, Kev?
Yep. Absolutely. So, glass has something in it. I don't know.
Exactly right. Hey, I want to tell you, we have two couples, four seats remaining on the trip to New York City. And the deadline is the end of the month. So if you've been thinking about this, wondering about this, pondering it, now's the time to act, because there are only two slots left for couples, and you can call if you want to make sure you're first in line. This number, 952-898-3478, extension 228. I'll give you that number again in a minute. You can also go to am1100theflag.com, and you click on the New York City box, and it'll take you right there to the itinerary and things that are going on. Let me just tell you, it's packed. It's packed. Round trip airfare, deluxe motor coach travel while we're in New York City. Stay in a nice Marriott hotel in quite the corner of Queens for breakfast. Three amazing dinners. You've got a city tour, which is awesome. You get to see the sights. You go on one of those little cruises around Manhattan Island, get up close to the Statue of Liberty, go out to Ellis Island, 9/11 Museum. St. Patrick's Cathedral, top of the rock. The 9/11 Museum and Memorial Tour is really amazing. It is the national tribute of remembrance and honor to the 2,983 people killed in the terror attacks of September 11th. We get a really special guided tour of that, where there's, you know, things up close that you get a chance to see and really learn the story of 9/11 inside and out. There is a building called One World Observatory, which is now the top of what is called the One World Trade Center, and you get a 360-degree view in all directions. That is one heck of a view. Trump Grill, Trump Tower, two great shows. One, the Radio City Christmas Spectacular featuring the Rockettes, pure entertainment. We're going to see the Broadway production Hamilton. Broadway shows, if you've not been to one, are unbelievable. They really are. I remember my wife took me to a Broadway show for the first time, and I was like, oh, I have to sit through a play. It's not a play in the sense of what you think of, hey, the kids are having a play at school, let's go out. It is a production. It is a story that comes to life with incredible music and actors, and it really is great. So Hamilton's one of the famous ones, been a big, big hit, long run on Broadway. We'll see that. And then the fun part for many of our listeners is to get to go to Fox News Channel, which if you went to New York City on your own, you couldn't go to Fox News Channel. We're going to go there twice. Once in the morning for Fox and Friends. And then later in the evening, We'll go back and be in the studio audience for the taping of Gutfeld, of which Jimmy Failla, who you hear right here on the flag, will be appearing. And so we'll do a little meet and greet with Jimmy Failla. You can take a picture with him and chat with him and have some fun. So anyway, that's the run-through. It's going to be great fun. But, again, deadline is week from today, or week from yesterday, I guess, end of the month. And we only have two slots for two couples left. 952-898-3478, extension 228. We have grandmothers taking granddaughters on this trip, which is kind of fun, too. We have, you know, siblings that are going, hey, let's do a little, make some memories. You know, so sometimes it's couples, sometimes it's, you know, younger kids coming along, mom and dad bringing their kids along. It's just a lot of fun. It is. It really is. We have a great time. It's our eighth annual trip. One more time, that number, if you want to book one of those remaining spots right now, 952-898-3478. That's 952-898-3478, extension 228. Okay? Wanted you to know, we're getting down there. Last chance. So many people say, I want to go, but should I go? Should I not go? Just do it.
Gotta pull the trigger if you're going. Let's go.
Just do it. And for anyone that's concerned, like, I'd really like to go, but I just don't know if it's a safe place to be. New York City, like Times Square.
Mm-hmm.
Vast majority of the time I've been in Times Square, it literally, whether it's 2 in the morning or 2 in the afternoon, is like Disneyland. I mean, you've got an enormous amount of people taking in all the sights. You've got moms and dads pushing strollers. You know, you've got, it literally is. I've marveled about that many times, and it's a great sight to see. It's a lot of fun. But also, we've done this for a long time, so we know where to go, where not to go. That's why we're staying in Queens, a little quiet neighborhood there, come back into the city all together in a motor coach. And when you're in a group, it really... I guarantee you, I've never once in those entire time that I've taken groups to New York City had any concerns whatsoever for anybody's safety, ever. And that's just power in numbers and being together and make sure you know where to go and where not to go. Simple as that. It's a great city. Really is. I love it. Texture says, hey, just think, Kevin, when Scott goes to New York, you can break out the cards, cigars, and bourbon. Don't tell Scott. Is that your plan when I'm in New York City, Kevin? You're going to break out the cards, cigars, and bourbon?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Usually do.
Good. So don't give many ideas, listeners. I don't know what you're talking about here. Don't give many ideas.
Oh, I said, you know, it's kind of like when the mice is away, or the cat's away, the mice will play.
That's right.
We might have break out a bottle of bourbon and play some poker.
That's if you don't
get the boys together. We got plenty of room in here. I mean, you know.
That's if you don't do the stowaway deal.
Yeah. Exactly.
You're having a little bit of FOMO.
Your valet.
A little bit of FOMO over the Gutfeld taping.
Yeah, I think that's a huge thing. I mean, I would go to New York just to do that. I mean, I'm a big fan of the show, so. But, and then the Failla meet and greet, pretty cool.
Don't have.
I mean, dude, you know, I said this on when I filled in for you last week. And I saw some people going, oh, you're going to New York. Oh, what a hellhole, blah, blah. I'm like, you know. Then you don't have to go, but if you can't say nice about anything, why say anything at all? You know, kind of going back to that, don't say anything at all if you don't have something nice to say. It's not my jam either, really. I mean, I'd go to see Gutfeld for sure. But big city things, I mean, I did them for so long and lived in so many of them. I was like, you know, but so many people are into it. My cousin's daughter lives there. She loves it there. I mean, all about it. Everything, the art, the whole big city thing. And so many people are. And I just think it's great. You guys, that's your thing. So, go get it.
And I'm telling you, the people that have gone along on these trips...
Oh, they have a blast. I know. I've been watching you do it for five, six years now. I met a bunch of them.
They become, you know...
Good friends.
Exactly.
And I met one of them at their Flag Day deal out in the parking lot. They were talking to you about that. And nobody does NYC like the Hennins, I'm told. So, I told... Yeah. I mean, that's your guys, and you love that. That's awesome. Go and do and... Make it happen.
Make some memories.
You bet.
By the way, I should tell you the dates. November 28th through December 3rd. November 28th through December 3rd. If you, I'm just assuming folks have heard about this by now. I just wanted to let you know that there were only two slots left. And if you're thinking about it, if you're on the fence, make a decision, get to it, and all the details on our website, am1100theflag.com, am1100theflag.com. Sort of stalling here for Lynn Helms. No word yet, Daniel, from Lynn? Okay.
Busy guy.
Evidently, yeah. Texter says, what if terrorists shoot up farmers in the field, making some of them afraid to finish harvest?
Oh.
How would that affect a small-town economy? Well, by the way, that's happening in Ukraine because of what's happened. You know, you turn farmers into literally members of a militia to protect themselves and the harvest.
Well, I would say that the farmers have a lot more people that are armed that have their back in this country than in Ukraine, probably. So try that in a small town.
And this listener says,
you know,
I carry my rifle in the combine now. Now, if we were to assess every potential terrorist target in the United States of America, I think the middle of a farm field would probably be the last place you'd see him.
Right.
Although I would have said that probably about Israel and some peace concert as well.
Yeah, true.
Out in the middle of nowhere. Or that they would just go literally door to door like they did there. So I think we've seen the worst of the worst. That's for sure. So be prepared, always. Good point.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Navigating the complex world of Medicare can be challenging, but you don't have to go it alone. The North Dakota Insurance Department offers free and unbiased Medicare assistance to all North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Counselors are available to assist with forms, claims, coverage options, appeals, and more. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
The chilly weather is here whether we like it or not. And the team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North wants you to know that because Mother Nature doesn't rest this time of year, neither do we. The frost and snow create moisture in the ground, and this can cause stress on your foundation. Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have the solution for every basement problem.
So when Mother Nature strikes, contact your complete foundation expert. Contact the team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North. Go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson & Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson & Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. If you go to hatandsons.com, you'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide to save you money. hatandsons.com, since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Past the hour, PetroServe USA is the place for home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. Beef tips and gravy in Castleton today. Barbecue chicken, 45th Street and 9th Avenue Southwest location. West Fargo, West Main Avenue. Swedish meatballs or cabbage rolls. Tuna casserole, 12th and I-29. Orange chicken in Euland today. Glendon has scalloped potatoes with ham. Harwood, Swedish meatballs too. NP Avenue, downtown Fargo, lasagna. and Swedish meatballs or lasagna, your choice in Valley City today. Home cook and grab-and-go convenience awaits at PetroServe USA. All right, we did track down Lynn Helms and some kind of a scheduling snafu happened. We may hear from him momentarily. Otherwise, we'll have to reschedule that. We certainly could do that. I've been following Chad Pergram on Fox. He's one of the Fox producers that is wired in pretty good in the nation's capital. And he said that it's far from clear that the House will elect a speaker today, but one reason why some Republicans might finally tap Representative Mike Johnson, Republican of Louisiana, as speaker is, what do you think, Kev?
Yeah.
What would be the one reason that they finally do it today?
I can't think of one.
Pure exhaustion.
Okay. Why not? Why settle it though? I mean, come on.
Evidently, they're as tired of this nightmare as we are.
Yeah. I just the whole thing is just mind-boggling to me as someone who, you know, when I start projects, I finish them. When I, you know, there's an end to this. There's a solution. And if there's not, what are we doing here? Why are we wasting our time? You know, it's around and round and round we go, and in and out. And nobody knows.
He goes on to say the past 3+ weeks have been one of the wildest, most chaotic rides in congressional history. Consider that Johnson only scored 34 votes on the first ballot yesterday morning against Tom Emmer. He also would be the least experienced House Speaker in 140 years. You have to go back to the 1880s. When the Speaker John Carlisle of Kentucky had only been in Congress for 6 years before assuming the speakership. I don't much care about that, do you? I mean, there's a part of me that says
no.
3 weeks, the wildest, most chaotic ride in congressional history. If the message Republicans take out of that is we're done with mamby-pamby, go-along-to-get-along legislation. Get to it. You're almost a year in to having the majority, albeit slim. Go to it. Get to it. Lynn Helms joins us now. Talk about some August numbers here, a couple other things in the news. Lynn, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Oh, very well. Thank you, Scott. I'm not ready for winter. Fall's my favorite season, but we'll take it as it comes, huh?
Now, these numbers lag, so we're talking about August numbers. As you know, they crunch the numbers over the and they lag a little bit. That's why we're talking about August today. But August looked really good, didn't it?
Well, August was a great month, Scott. And, you know, thanks for accommodating my schedule. Yeah, we finally got back over 1.2 million barrels a day. Last time we were there was 3 years ago in November of 2020. So a 3% production increase in oil, 0% production in natural gas. So that gas-oil ratio continues to hold flat as we move out into that Tier 2 geology. So a really great month. We had record natural gas production and record natural gas capture. Numbers stayed strong at 95 to 98% gas capture. And so we had a great month in August. And September, October both look just as strong. We've averaged 3.2% per month production increases in 2023 with less than 40 drilling rigs operating. So that would be a real head-scratcher for those of us that remember the boom times when it took 218 drilling rigs to get done what we're doing today.
It is really amazing. And, by the way, I might add, doing it with one arm tied behind the back of the industry thanks to the current administration that is taking federal lands off limits and all kinds of onerous regulations, doing everything in their power to hamper domestic production. What do you think it would be, these numbers of growth, if you had Trump-like regulation?
Oh, I think we'd be seeing 2 and 3 times the production growth that we're seeing with regulation like we had during the Trump administration. You know, Scott, we're tracking no less than 27 rulemakings that are going to impact our fossil fuel industries in North Dakota in a negative manner. So we're now referring to it as the federal regulatory swarm. to think that, you know, we're commenting and preparing for litigation and figuring out ways to work through no less than 27 different administrative rulemakings and more to come next year. We're expecting the venting and flaring rule to come back first quarter of next year. So we'll easily hit probably three dozen anti-oil and gas, anti-fossil fuel rules that we're going to have to deal with coming out of this federal administration.
And some of the critics would say, well, it's obviously not hurting anything because your production is up. But that's why I wanted you to tell us what it would be if it wasn't there, right? Yeah. I mean, because we're hampering production in the U.S. right now.
It is up, you know, in spite of what they're doing. But what I want your listeners also understand, and they probably do if they stop and think about it just a minute, is you reap the seeds of this current administration in the next administration. So what we're seeing, even though we could be doing a lot better, is still the benefits of what happened during the Trump administration and the regulatory relief and help that we received in terms of leasing and permitting and all of that. So all of this pullback in terms of federal regulatory environment, we're going to reap the rewards of that, I guess you would say, or the downside of that.
Yeah, suffer the consequences.
Administration.
Yeah.
We're going to suffer the consequences. That's a better way to put it. And turn it around. Well, it'll be 4 to 6 years before we reap those benefits. So we're still working off of the benefits of the regulatory relief we saw during the Trump administration.
How is this war in the Middle East going to impact the Bakken oil field?
Well, it's creating a lot of price volatility, Scott, and so, but everybody is seeing the price signals to the upside. So to that extent, I think it has really created a lot of optimism in terms of budgets for next year, and it is going to increase gas and diesel prices. It's going to increase crude oil prices, but you know, we shouldn't feel bad about that. We produce the cleanest barrels of oil on the planet. And so we need to have that shift. The reason I say it's going to be so volatile is when you look at private oil stocks and the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, SPR is at a 40-year low and the private stocks are below the 5-year average. So we don't have oil in storage to deal with this. We're going to deal with it through the drill bit and through how many wells we can put on production, and that will require higher oil prices.
I have one more question for you related to the bombshell news this week that Hess had been bought out by Chevron, which is it's hard to put into words, you know, the significance of that when you think about Hess being here since the 50s and their great history. But I'm curious what you think will come of that. We'll ask you that when we come back on What's on Your Mind, and then Grover Norquist from Americans for Tax Reform going to be here to tell us about the latest from D.C. and much more.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025, committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
In college, you're standing at the doorstep of your life. With classes in engineering, philosophy, nursing, and more, you have the whole world at your feet. But at the University of Mary, we don't just get you ready for your career. We get you ready for your life. Because you were made for more.
News update. Louisiana Representative Mike Johnson, the new Republican nominee for Speaker of the House. He became the party's latest nominee last night after three rounds of voting behind closed doors. A vote to try and confirm Johnson expected today at noon Eastern. Israel continues air operations into the Gaza Strip, hunting Hamas terrorists. There's no sign of let-up in the bombardment, as the U.S. is asking Israel to let more humanitarian aid into Gaza. Presidential candidate Donald Trump will be in court today to hear what his accuser is saying. The off-duty Alaska Airlines pilot, who's accused of trying to shut down the engines on a Horizon Airlines flight, has been charged in a Portland courtroom. Joseph Emerson faces over 160 charges, including 83 counts of attempted murder. Corey Myers, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
One of the reasons that we talked to Lynn Helms, director of the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources, monthly about the oil and gas production is because it touches every corner of North Dakota. Every corner of North Dakota is impacted by oil and gas development. If your kids are in public schools, thank you, oil and gas. If you're driving on roads paid for by oil and gas, bridges, water projects. Find out more about that, by the way, at ndpetroleum.org, ndpetroleum.org, North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities.
All plastics, most clothing fibers, go down the list.
Your iPhone.
You can look around. Nothing exists without petroleum, without fossil fuels.
And we had a, we had a big, big announcement in the world of oil and gas. And that is the Chevron acquisition of Hess. I wanted to ask Lynn what he thought about that. What did you think when you heard that, Lynn?
Well, we were absolutely stunned here at the Department of Mineral Resources, as was everyone else. First thought was, you know, what is this going to do to the potential growth of the Bakken and Three Forks? I think the good news is that this means that there is an enormous capital reservoir that can be put into drilling and enhanced oil recovery in the Bakken. Second piece that makes me optimistic is Chevron is and always has been an enhanced oil recovery company. I've been to their steam floods in Bakersfield, to their water floods, to their CO2 floods in Texas. So it's going to bring a strengthened commitment to enhanced oil recovery, which is you know, really our long-term bread and butter in the Bakken and Three Forks. However, to see a company that's been with us since 1951 be acquired is pretty astounding. But I think on the positive side, it is a signal of the huge resource that we have here in the Bakken and Three Forks, that we have ExxonMobil buying XTO and we have Chevron buying Hess, looking at North Dakota, looking at the Williston Basin as a long-term, multi-decade resource that they can drill and do enhanced oil recovery in. So while, you know, we're going to miss the Hess brand, it is going to bring a huge reservoir of capital to bear on future drilling and enhanced oil recovery.
Appreciate your rundown on that. Yeah, there's some positives in this, especially because it takes capital to drill, folks. It's a very capital-intensive industry, and you got a big budget for drilling. Let's just hope the majority of that happens right here in the Bakken rather than down there in the Permian or somewhere else. Thanks, Lynn. Appreciate it very much.
Hey, great to be with you, Scott. Have a great day.
Lynn Helms, the director of the Department of Mineral Resources. Next up on the program, let's welcome our friend Grover Norquist, president of the Americans for Tax Reform. Grover, how are you?
I'm doing reasonably well. Good to be with you.
What do you make of the chaos over this speaker selection in the House?
Well, the chaos may be ending. We just had our center-right meeting here. We had a couple of members of Congress, both of whom said that the new guy, Johnson, from Louisiana, is a pretty consensus candidate, that they do expect him to be selected as speaker today, and they're off voting, I think, noonish. So we will know today. It has been annoying that five or eight people, for their own personal reasons, none of this had anything to do with policy. Don't let anyone tell you this is conservatives being unhappy. This is eight people, okay? And the most conservative guys around and the most liberal guys around all voted with the last several speakers. So this is not a left-right thing. It really is personal pique, people wanting to be important, people wanting to be on TV, and the rest of the caucus. Remember, 90% of people all said, let's get going on this. You're really looking at, 96%. You're looking at 4% of the Republicans decided to blow everything up. And now trying to put the pieces back together again has taken some time. So I get tired of people saying, the Republican Party did X. I'm thinking, no, eight people did X. And then there's 95% of the caucus, 96% of the caucus was willing to move forward. We have taxes to cut. We have budgets to argue with. We had an 8% cut in the budget that they were moving forward. Those eight guys blew it up, for crying out loud. Arguing, we had some fixes for the border that were in this bill that would have been very difficult for the Senate to take out. So it would have been a very helpful step forward. It didn't need to get blown up. Now, if we get a speaker, I think it'll be more difficult for a handful of people to, instead of being congressmen, some of them, they're being performance artists, too often on cable television. Biden has done serious damage to the country. The Democrats have done serious damage. We need to have a coherent Republican caucus, and that means eight people can't blow everything up whenever they have a thought to do so. I think we'll get back together again. It is important if we're going to win the Senate, win the presidency, and keep the House, that there be a Republican message, and eight people are not allowed to say, no, don't listen to the Republican tax cut. Don't listen to the Republican budget restraint. Don't listen to the efforts to think through how we should have less regulations. Listen to me pontificate about my most recent brain fart. And that's, eight people can't be damaging the goals of both the Republican Party, but also I think they speak for most Americans when they say this inflation is going too far. The abuses of the IRS goes too far. They need to be reined in, and they can be reined in. That work starts today, I think, with a Republican chair who should be acceptable to everyone. Good, solid conservative from Louisiana. A little odd. There are two Louisiana people in leadership if he wins. Both of them are great. But I want people who move the party, the taxpayer movement, the let's have less spending movement, the let's take the Constitution seriously movement. And I think that this should be a real step forward, and perhaps some of the guys who want the attention on them instead of the country will sit in the back and behave for a while. If they have good ideas, bring them forward.
I might add, there were some bulls, if you will, some appropriators that played the same game the other way when, they were trying to get Jim Jordan or other speakers in there. So there's just been this ongoing food fight. Let's hope something good comes from it. I saw your piece in the Wall Street Journal talking about sustainable budgeting. Maybe they could take that up. Explain to us what this is. I love the idea.
Sure. Sustainable budgeting, we're doing this for 50 states, is say, what would the budget look like? How much would it grow this year if it only grew as fast as your paycheck, okay? What if over the last 10 years, the budget of each state had only grown as fast as your paycheck? For most states, if they simply kept the government growing no faster than your paycheck grew, you would have states in balance. You would have states that could reduce their income taxes. They did this in North Carolina for the last 11 years. They've kept spending growing no faster than the paychecks of the people in North Carolina. They are taking their income tax down to zero because every year as revenue comes in, instead of spending it, they cut the income tax and bring the rate down. So very, very helpful approach. Number of states have been able to do this for the last 10 years. Those states are healthier than the ones who haven't. So it's hard to say, well, the problem is spending. Okay, therefore what? Is there a number we want to hit? Well, take the number that, how about the government's take, their tax revenue, their spending, should not increase faster than your paycheck does. How about that? If it's terribly constraining for me, if that's my paycheck, right? Why in the world is the government going, the state or the federal government saying, I want a bigger piece of your paycheck? Really? What have you been doing recently? If you've gotten more efficient, it should be taking a smaller part of my paycheck. Everywhere else in the world, you're supposed to become more efficient every year and produce more with the same amount of work and effort and so on because you get better at things. Only government gets worse at things and more expensive each year as it goes on.
Makes sense. How do you do it on a federal level?
At the federal level, this is where, well, how you're going to have to battle it out step by step in every committee. But I think the most important thing to start with is look at how much did your wages grow last year. Then we should not allow the federal government to grow faster than that this year. And it gives you a number against which you can judge how people are doing. Doesn't mean we get to win every time. You're going to lose sometime. But the point is, we need to point out every single year, gee whiz, last year your paycheck went up this much, and last year the government's spending went up higher than that. That's why the government's becoming more expensive. Right now, we don't have a measure against which to base. The measure is how much money did the government take in taxes and how much did they spend? Well, they spent more than they took in taxes. Yeah, but that doesn't tell you whether spending was going down or up as taxes bounce around. If the government has been getting more expensive, that's what we need to measure. Total government spending as a percentage of the economy, as a percentage of how it affects your budget, your family.
How do you assess the chances of something like that? I know that $33 trillion in debt ought to motivate, I would hope, at least some Democrats even to say that we got to do something here. And there's been talk of a balanced budget amendment as part of the Republican platform as well. Maybe a new speaker gets there. Is this, do you think, easier to pass than that? Or what do you assess the chances of this idea getting through Congress?
I think this idea will get through Congress after 20 states have adopted it as what they look at, okay? Just as states make reforms, people see them work, then other states do it, and then it goes to Washington. That's the way we've done a number of legislation, good ideas from term limits on committee chairs. That came out of the states. Right to try for experimental drugs. That came out of the states. A lot of transparency. That came out of the states. And then the federal government picks up some of it. So we have now about 7-8 states that have maintained this level over the last decade. We need to highlight those just as we highlight the states with no income tax, right? There's 7 states with no income tax. People notice that's what people move to. Well, there's an overlay also there with the states that don't spend so much, that do not raise spending faster than people's wages. I don't think this happens tomorrow. I think we start the conversation nationally, but I think it becomes politically something that's inevitable when we have enough states doing this that senators and congressmen go, I will impose on Washington the discipline that our state has imposed on itself.
And you got North Carolina leading the way. Others considering this?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, a number of states have done it. I mean, a number of states moving forward as you go through have kept the spending down over the last decade. And this has been very, very helpful, Ohio, where people have kept it down. It's allowed them to cut their income tax because they're not increasing their spending faster than people's ability to pay.
And you'll be happy to know a special session of North Dakota legislature passed additional income tax reduction for another 50,000 folks in North Dakota. So they're doing it bit by bit, finally getting there. You've been plugging that a long time, Grover. Great chatting with you as always. Take care. We'll talk to you soon.
You got it.
Final segment of What's on Your Mind for a Wednesday
night. Brian Cronk here from Collins and Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. Well, what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins and Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins and Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins and Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we will provide you with Brock solid bins, grain dryers, Millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Pucklett Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority, and that's why we've partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
When is my tax refund coming? I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
What's on Your Mind is powered by Pucklett's, North Dakota's home for Chevy. Wednesday, we tell you about a good deal. There's lots of good deals. You can find them at PucklettsValleyCity.com, but here's one. A 2019 GMC Sierra 1500 SLT. That means it's loaded up, okay? It's a Pacific Blue Metallic, they call it, for color. Sharp color. Interior is dark walnut, slate perforated, leather-appointed seat trim. Has all the bells and whistles that you love, the backup camera and heated seats and premium audio, all of that. Right now, they have this one priced at $38,000, but 91,000 miles on it. 2019 GMC Sierra 1500 SLT. You're telling me you heard about it on the flag? I'm going to take good care of you. PucklandsValleyCity.com. PucklandsValleyCity.com. The North Dakota legislature has passed a resolution in support of Israel. They were meeting in special session at the time that obviously Israel was under attack, so they took it upon themselves to say, let's stand up for them. Bob Paulson, a Republican from Minot, is the author of this, and he said, after the tragedies of October 7th, where thousands of Israeli men, women, and children were raped, mutilated, kidnapped, and killed, and the ongoing unrest and anti-Semitism we are seeing around the world and across our country, it is imperative now that we show our unwavering support for our freedom and peace-loving ally, Israel. So it says, among other things, it affirms Israel's right to act decisively and unilaterally in self-defense to protect its citizens, shows support for Israel's right to pursue the elimination of Hamas until Hamas is permanently neutralized and public safety is assured, and calls upon North Dakota law enforcement to remain vigilant in protecting Israeli Americans, Jewish Americans, and all supporters of Israel from acts of crime and unlawful discrimination. Also encourages other American states to condemn Hamas, as well as any official body that refuses to recognize Israel's right to act decisively in self-defense or protect its citizens, and calls upon the U.S. to provide all assistance as may be required to support Israel in its defense against Hamas and other terrorist organizations. You know, there's two ways to look at that. Does it really matter if the North Dakota legislative body has a resolution condemning Hamas and standing with Israel? On the other hand, shouldn't everyone everywhere agree with what they're saying?
You'd think.
That Israel has a right to self-defense and protect its citizens and eliminate Hamas, given what they've done. So thank you, North Dakota legislature, for showing others the common sense way to do this. And while this might not make a difference one way or another in the state of Israel, certainly it's a good example to follow for others. And maybe we can be the little ripple that starts, and this will keep going. Because the Biden administration doesn't say this. Kamala Harris earlier lecturing the Israelis. So at least our government does. It's important. Texter says, Grover seems a little butthurt that Matt Gaetz actually held McCarthy to his promises. How does Grover keep talking about budgets when Congress hasn't passed a budget in decades? Instead, all they do is keep doing these CRs and omnibus bills, which is what gets us deeper in debt every year. And not a lot of fans for Grover here today on the program. But Grover's a warrior on you having lower taxes. And so I think he would argue that the path to accomplish their goals was moving down the track better under the previous leadership of the House than the 3 weeks that were lost. But it doesn't matter now. It's here. We'll make the best out of it. Charlie Kirk had an interesting tweet recently here just in the last hour. He said, Mike Johnson is a solid selection. Let's roll. No more CRs. Defund Jack Smith in Ukraine. Close the border.
Well, good luck with that.
Chad Pergram is reporting that Mike Johnson, the nominee, has written a letter to his colleagues on the plan to fund the government past November 17th. Would fund government on an interim basis with a CR, which would expire on either January 15th or April 15th, based on a consensus of a working group. That doesn't sound like the previous victories that the House of Representatives passed out of committee, which were a reduction in spending and securing the border, are part of that. I don't know. I guess I need to know more of what he's saying in that letter. I hope it isn't just that. because we need more than that. We do. Get a couple more comments in here so we can wrap the day with your comments. Grover loved Emmer, says somebody. I don't know. Did he? I don't know that. Maybe he tweeted that out. Not sure. And he talks about a handful of people that took down Kevin McCarthy. What about the handful of people that took down Jim Jordan? And I brought that up because I agree. You know, there's time for adults. You think we'll have a speaker when we come to the air tomorrow, Kevin?
I'll have popcorn ready. I know that. So
something tells me they've had enough, and they will, but I don't know. I don't know.
XOXOXO.
God bless you, folks. See you tomorrow.
Hey, it's Scott Hillen. Mike Lindell is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It doesn't dry you off? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. This six-piece set has 100% long staple cotton. It's a combed ring-spun cotton that makes the towel softer and more absorbent than ever. Towels that actually dry you off. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $29.98 with the promo code SCOTT. Go to MyPillow.com/Scott right now and get this great deal. To receive this amazing offer, just $29.98 on the six-piece towel set. Go to MyPillow.com/Scott, enter the promo code SCOTT, or tell them when you call 800-506-9028, you're using the promo code SCOTT for a great deal on towels that actually dry you off from MyPillow.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.